The glow of the full moon illuminated the clearing as Jenny and John stood silently, observing the movement of the werewolves. It was the second night of the full moon, and as with every full moon, the werewolves were on the prowl. Their eyes met and Jenny began to share her thoughts. In a low yet determined voice, she whispered to John.
I noticed something strange last night. The eyes of one of the villagers, James, were shining with a yellow gleam, like tooth of the werewolf. I think it's him.
John furrowed his brow, seriously considering Jenny's accusation.
James, why do you think it's him?
He asked, seeking to understand the details that had aroused Jenny's suspicions. Jenny explained the scratches on James' hands that she had noticed the night before the full moon when a villager was brutally attacked by a massive white beast.
John, I'm sure it's him. Two scratches were also on the werewolf's paws last night. We must act before he does more harm, not to mention that the next full moon is approaching.
John, looked intrigued, remained cautious.
Jenny, we need to be sure before accusing someone. It's a serious accusation, and we can't afford to be wrong. Let's observe James more closely, but let's not forget that appearance can be deceiving.
The next day, Jenny and John approached James, determined to get answers.
James,
John began firmly.
Last night, we saw what happened. We saw the werewolf, and we have questions. Jenny thinks you might be involved. Can you explain what happened last night?
James, visibly troubled, stammered, denying any involvement.
I swear I don't know anything about it. I was at home all night. Those scratches, it's just an accident, a dispute with a wild animal. I'm not the werewolf. You have to believe me.
Jenny, persistent, was not easily convinced.
The scratches, James, we saw them. And last night, they were also on the werewolf's paws that killed the other villager. You must tell us the truth.
James, now on the defensive, tried to justify himself.
Those scratches are true, but it was with a wild animal. I'm not a werewolf, please believe me.
The tension rose, leaving the village hanging in uncertainty. The villager, alerted by the confrontation, watched the scene attentively. Eventually, James suggested undergoing a test to prove his innocence. He proposed bringing in a magic expert or healer to assess his condition. Jenny and John, uncertain, agreed to the idea. The villager, eager to discover the truth, decided to give James a chance to prove his innocence. Thus, the mystery persisted, leaving the village in the shadow of uncertainty and fear. Jenny and John, despite their doubts, were determined to uncover the truth and put an end to the threat looming over their community.
Please, I'm innocent. You have to believe me.
Just do the test and we will know the truth.
To everyone's surprise, the test appeared negative. John, after careful examination, declared,
"There is no trace of suspect. Transformation white gems. It is not the werewolf that haunts your village."
A collective silence was here. James, happy, pleaded for understanding.
I told you, I'm not a werewolf. I've always been a loyal villager, and I will never hurt anyone.
Despite this test, Jenny and John still had doubts.
It's impossible. I'm sure that it's him.
Maybe the best didn't work. You know, it can happen.
I don't know what happened, but we can stay there. We must continue our investigation.
Tension persisted in the village as Jenny and John tried to solve the mystery of the werewolves. And the mystery of the werewolves remained unsolved, and the quest for the truth continued. Jenny and John remained determined to protect their community.